from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm as healthy as I'm going to get, you know, with the season coming up. But everybody always playing week in and week out with some minor injury or something that they got to push through. So,
when you say you're as healthy as you're going to get, what do you mean by that?
You know, like I said, I play O-line. You know, it's a physical brand of football here in Pittsburgh, PA. So, you know, everybody's going to have those little nicks and bruises. But you guys just got to continue to play through.
Is it little? Or is it something that's going to need?
Yeah, it's nothing major.
Elbow, right?
Huh?
Elbow?
Multiple things, you know, so we just got to.
Is the brace inhibiting you? You got the brace on. Is it you holding you back in any way?
No. I wouldn't. It's not the brace, you know. Guys may think it is, but it's nothing wrong with the brace. It's just me being able to lock in with football and just continuing to grow as a player and trusting my game and, you know, just going from there. So
that's the Steelers' left tackle. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Right tackle, at least for right now. Supposedly the future Steelers' left tackle. And we were hoping that the future would be now, but it's not. The future is the present. And in the present, he's the right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Nope.
Okay. I agree it doesn't make sense. What are they doing? Broderick, of course, and admirable. Admirable. Doesn't want to use injuries as an excuse. Was asked 6 different ways about what he's dealing with on that arm. And he says he's as healthy as he's going to be. So there's a lot, I think, to pick through there. We're going to get to some of the texts reacting to our first segment coming up in a little bit here. But a couple things. One, he's as healthy as he's going to be. Makes me think he's going to be dealing with that elbow injury all year. And he's going to be wearing a brace all year. He doesn't want to use it as an excuse. Yet, when we told Trey Essex he's dealing with that arm elbow issue, he said it kind of made sense to hear that based on the flaws that he was exhibiting against Greg Rousseau.
Right.
Didn't get his hands up, you know, whatever. I'm not going to try to get into technical offensive line terminology. There's no doubt it's bothering him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you do then. I don't think you can go into this season, and Troy Fautanu, who says he's going to be healthy, he expects to be healthy for game one. He just talked yesterday and said that. I don't think you go with Fautanu at right and Dan Moore at left. I still think you need Broderick Jones to play if he's not going to get healthier. Now, if you would tell me that sitting him for a month would get him healthy, I would change my tune on that. But if he's as healthy as he's going to be, and that's what he said, I think you still got to throw him out there even with the injury.
Yeah, I mean, he's your first-round pick. I mean, he's a guy that you trade up for. You need him this year. You need him to be a guy. You need him for the next, you know, maybe even decade. You need to have him out there. Now, there's 2 courses of action. You kind of, you know, you talked about one of them. It's, hey, deal with the injury and, you know, hope that he can fight through it throughout the whole season. He's as healthy as he's going to be, but, you know, everybody's banged up right now. Nobody's healthy. Nobody's feeling good right now. You just had camp.
Yeah, from what? When is the point where, all right, guys are just never going to be healthy for the rest of the year? Like day 3 camp?
Yeah, probably about a week. Probably about a weekend. Maybe after the first preseason game, like you're just like, okay, like I'm just never going to feel good again. Or you do have about, what, 3 weeks until the first game? Just sit him. And I know that we talked about this yesterday, that you want to see this offensive line and these starters get reps in the last preseason game. If it's going to bother him that bad and is going to inhibit his play on the field, let him rest for the next 3 weeks. You know, let them get treatment every single day for the next 3 weeks. You know, there's two courses of action. Either fight through it, play, get the reps that you need, and gel with this offensive line and this unit, or try to get as healthy as you possibly can, because you do have that window and you do have a break before Atlanta.
This is why I don't get paid billions of dollars to be a coach, because I think you laid it out perfectly. You rest him and you see if he can feel a little bit better for game one, and then you're not gelled at all, or you play him and he's not going to get better, and maybe you do get a chance to gel. Now, I'm watching this video time after time after time of Greg Rousseau, who only had 5 sacks last year, by the way, just working Broderick Jones. The brace is on his right arm. And so, do you think if he's playing left tackle and his healthy arm's on the outside, do you think that changes anything? You know what I mean? His bulky, messed up, painful arm when he's at right tackle is the outside arm. You don't think it changes anything?
No, because then if I'm a pass rusher, if I'm Michael Judon, I know that, and I'm told that. And tendencies are the biggest thing in the NFL. You find tendencies, and every move that I would do would go to his inside, and I would attack that arm.
We're going to hear from Arthur Smith coming up in the next segment, and I don't know if in the clip he talks about game planning and their lack thereof. We've used that as something to kind of gas the Steelers up a little bit. Well, they didn't game plan. And when they game plan, the offense can be a little bit better. You're right, though. You flip it around the other way, too. You have to. Turnabout fair play. They ain't game planning for Broderick. And now you see a wounded animal out there. What are the Lions going after? They're not going for the fast gazelle at the front of the pack. They're going for the one that's limping in the back like Callis.
Right.
That's the one they're trying to eat.
They're going for the stuffed deer.
They're going for Crowley.
Yes.
They're going for the, oh, look at that guy with the skinny little chicken legs. That's the antelope they're eating.
Right. I mean, you set him up with a pass rush move on the outside and then dip inside and then kind of grab that arm and yank it. And then he just gets off balance. And then you actually hit him with the outside. Like, it's a mind game if he is as injured as maybe as it looks. And guys will, they'll tee off on that.
Yeah.
They will.
At left or at right tackle.
It doesn't matter.
I would say if he says he's as healthy as he's going to be all year, and he's not going to get better with any rest, then I'm just going to play him, and I'm going to hope that he learns how to play through that and that they're going to take the appropriate measures now from a health standpoint on how to lessen the pain when he plays.
I wonder what type of injury it is, though.
Yeah.
You know.
I wonder if he hyperextended it.
Probably. Because that would make more sense of why you wouldn't want to punch, because whenever you punch, you're going to hyperextend it. And if you get locked on, and then it's just going to bend inside more.
Because I would guess it's not a terrible structural thing, or else they'd sit him down.
Right.
And maybe even worse, have to go under the knife or something like that.
Right.
But if it is hyperextended, look, man, like that ain't going to get better. It's just not.
I just brace it up. I'd J.J. Watt and brace it up. You know, J.J. Watt always wore that brace on his arm.
He was at the Steelers facility.
I saw that.
Can he play tackle?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.